Now it's 8:20 and time to go over live to Jonathan Dimbleby, who's waiting to introduce the first of a new series of Any Questions.
Welcome to the Wash Common Community Centre on the outskirts of the Berkshire town of Newbury. Until now, Wash Common's been given rather less public attention than that common nearby called Greenham. All of that will be different from now. As it is, the Community Association here is active in local issues but keeps out of party politics, a fact which will not, I suspect, unduly inhibit our panel. For what is my first venture in this illustrious chair, I'm delighted to welcome Antonia Fraser, who, as you probably know, writes massive works of history and biography that managed to be both erudite and popular. She's confessed, "I always knew I'd be a writer. You see, I don't actually have any other talents." Which you may think is unduly modest, especially from one who once played rugger at the boys' prep school that she attended as a child. Roy Hattersley is the Shadow Home Secretary and Deputy Leader of the Labour Party. Mr. Hattersley is also given to confessions. In one of the many articles that he writes, he said, "I believe people really care about me only if they give me chocolate." And again, if I have a major vice, it's that I possess an inclination to be unreasonably happy, from which, if nothing else, we may infer that a great many people care about him and that he doesn't need any more chocolate. Norman Tebbit is chairman of the Conservative Party. Until the election, he was one of the most senior and influential members of Mrs. Thatcher's cabinet. His decision to step down has led some people to conclude that he no longer wants to be prime minister. Others, however, are convinced that precisely the opposite is indicated. On that matter, at least I think I can assure you that we will get no answer this evening. Des Wilson first won political renown as the director of Shelter. As a campaigner and lobbyist, he's been a persistent scourge of Whitehall and Westminster, fighting relentlessly and with much success generally for apparently lost causes, which perhaps makes him peculiarly suited to his present task as president of the Liberal Party. And now to our first question, please.